5 years ago, Maya Whitson was accused of stealing shoes, even though she just bought them and had the receipt to prove it.
I've experienced a lot of people's expectations of me because of my color being negative.
Whitson is African American.
It's difficult to live in a world that looks at you for only your color, and I feel like I have to work that much harder to prove that I'm not that person. And that really does add more stress.
Whitson was diagnosed with anxiety unrelated to racism 10 years ago, but she says being stereotyped causes her to feel even more anxious, so much so that she goes to therapy once a week now and regularly talks to her pastor, Joseph Baring, about it.
We were supposed to use the mind of Christ, the motive of Christ.
Pastor Baring is leading a Bible study at St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church in Madison. He does this every Wednesday. After the Bible study, Baring stayed to chat with some members of the congregation. About once a month, he stays to speak with Whitson to help her cope with what she's going through.
His position is that, you know, you have to love those who persecute you. And that's hard.
In 2015, the American Psychological Association surveyed thousands of people about stress and its impacts. They found that money and work are the top two primary stressors for adults. But white adults are less likely than minorities to say other common stressors like discrimination are significant. Only 14% of whites said discrimination is a significant source of stress, compared to 40% of black adults. And the survey tied discrimination to higher levels of reported stress and poorer reported health.
I've seen people who suffer all the time from discrimination, some form of it, all the time. It's typical.
That's Don Coleman. He's an associate at Midwest Center for Human Services in Madison and has worked in psychotherapy for about 40 years.
If I don't talk the right way, if I don't look the right way, if I don't, you know, if I'm not doing things the way in which the dominant culture believes I should behave, I'm likely to get negative messages about my self-worth and so on.
Coleman says people can internalize those messages.
You begin to have negative thoughts about yourself. Negative thinking about oneself typically will lead to despondency and depression. Also, if I'm out in the world and I'm worried about, concerned about how other people view me, that raises my anxiety level.
The survey said people can stress out even if they're just anticipating discrimination throughout the day. Whitson says that's the case for her.
Before, I used to carry really big, duffel bags. And now I take smaller purses because I'm less likely to get looked at. And then there are times where it's not even happening, but I think that it is. You know, I'm looking for somebody to be looking at me, which in turn makes people look at you because now I'm looking guilty, but it's just my anxiety.
Pastor Baring says he tells Whitson she can't control how other people treat her, but there's still a way for her to find more peace in her life.
I told her that you're always going to have problems. You're always going to have issues. You're going to get stereotyped, and you can't control how they're going to, how people are going to respond to you. You can only control how you respond to what they do.
Whitson says she tries to focus more on the joyous things in life because she knows people will never stop judging her for her skin color. Avery Brookins, Wisconsin Public Radio.